The temple issue in Kerala state pitches reformers against traditionalists, political right against political left, but first and foremost raises many questions about the position of women in India. Priya Hingorani is a lawyer who works at the Indian Supreme Court in Delhi. She was happy with the ruling of the court last month and says it should be respected.
The Constitution of India clearly gives equality of religion, of freedom of speech, of all equal rights to men and women in this country. So keeping the Constitution in mind, the Supreme Court said that this practice is not right. It discriminates against women, where on one hand in this country we talk of equality of men and women. So keeping that background in mind, the court passed the order, which is a very good order, saying that everyone should be allowed to follow their practice, their religion, their belief. And why should you discriminate on the ground that women are having menstruations and discriminate against women in general?
Politics got involved too in this confrontation. Currently, there is a nationalist government in power headed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who leads the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. And says Kamal Chenoy, a political scientist with the Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, that party calls the shots in Kerala state.
In Kerala, the right wing has been the dominant force. So now the right wing is trying to mobilize women by the ruling family and their husbands to oppose the Supreme Court. So the temple is actually merely a minor reason for demobilizing women from becoming more open in entry into temples and such places.
And they have the support of the local royal family as well. And all that support resulted in the curious fact that some women also protested against other women to enter the temple, claiming that it was against traditional practices.
Two different ways people are looking at it, which is why there's a problem. The royal family of that area is strongly opposing women entering, saying that it is against the rituals and the religious practices of the temple. And they've got support from other sections. And the Supreme Court judgment has been welcomed by many women because it removes a barrier. So the left is supporting the Supreme Court and the right wing and the royal family of the temple are supporting the orthodox people who do not want by tradition to have women in that temple, Sabarimala temple.
But, says Hingorani, the deeper cause of this standoff is the inequality between men and women, a situation which even in the 21st century is far from corrected.
It is still an uphill task in India to change the mindset of the men in this country, but still we are progressing very slowly because there are lots of customs, lot of traditions, lot of caste barriers which come in the way of changing the mindset. So it is important and it is necessary for the government, first the political leaders to change their mindset. We have many of our political leaders who are ministers or who are in the government or in the opposition whose mindset needs to be changed. I very strongly believe that.
And that was Indian lawyer Priya Hingorani talking to RFI from New Delhi.